to the Brad Jenkins Show, making sense of making money. Be sure to check us out online today at bradjenkinsshow.com. That's the huge voice there of Carrie Underwood. She's a CMA, ACM, and Grammy Award-winning superstar and has a new CD. It's called Storyteller, available for download and in stores now. And she's your number one favorite, right, Brad?
I am her number one fan.
Absolutely. And actually, we had a really cool opportunity to catch up with her recently at her CD release party. We're going to tell you in a few minutes how you can get your hands on Storyteller this weekend. But first, let's listen in on her conversation with Brad.
So, Carrie, we love your new music and congrats on the new CD, by the way. Here's a question for you. With all your success and obviously an incredibly busy life as well, what I want to know is, how do you unplug? You know, you have this song Smoke Break. Well, what's your smoke break?
Just finding little moments in my day that are just for me. I mean, it doesn't have to always be all about me all the time, because obviously that's impossible when you have a kid and a husband and, you know, you're trying to work and be a good friend and daughter and all that stuff. But like my cup of coffee before everything gets crazy, if I can get a workout in, I like to work out. Even if it's a short one. I love going to the grocery store. I know it sounds weird, but I love the grocery store. So if I can get someone to watch the kiddo and I get to go do that, then that makes me happy. And wine. I like wine.
Yeah, I do too. So question for you. You wrote 6 of the 13 songs on Storyteller. So now that you're a mom and a wife, how did that influence your writing?
I wrote a lot more songs. I feel like for the past few albums, I've ended up with about half the songs on each album being ones that I helped pen. But yeah, I mean, I just had more time. And when I was pregnant, I was like, what else am I going to do? So let's keep writing.
Well, Storyteller is an incredible CD. You know, you've got great music on there. The song Heartbeat. Another one is What I Never Knew I Always Wanted. Can you tell us about it? Because I mean, we know that these are really personal to you.
It's about not necessarily making plans, but somehow it's going to sound so cheesy. The words that just popped in my head, like finding your destiny, you know, things that you can have all of your plans laid out, your schedules, your I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to work here, and I'm going to do this, then I'm going to get married here. And sometimes it doesn't work out that way, but what you get is so much better than what you ever could have planned. Like me, I never dreamt of my wedding and who I was going to marry and what it was going to look like. And then I found my husband and it just made sense. You know, he made sense. We made sense together. And then the same thing with Isaiah. I always assumed I'd have a family, but I guess I never took it seriously, but I never like really planned it out. And this is how many I'm going to have. This is what's going to happen. And in the second I knew that he existed, I was just in love and couldn't imagine my life without either him or my husband now. So,
Well, it's been 10 years since you won American Idol. And in that time, you've created a deep library of timeless songs. How does it make you feel to know that your songs have made such an impact on the lives of so many people and helped them get through such difficult times?
It's really cool as a songwriter to hear stories, even as a singer, even if I'm, you know, interpreting words and music that somebody else wrote that I was lucky enough to scoop up and record. It's really cool when people come up to you and say, oh my gosh, this is my life, or this describes, you know, this thing I went through, or I tend to sing songs that can be more spiritually interpreted, and to hear people just say, oh my gosh, like this is me, you know you're doing something right when people can relate like that to what you're doing.
Well, we help people preserve and enjoy what they've worked so hard for. And that's our main focus here at Jenkins Wealth. Is it important to have people around you that you trust to help guide you in life with your financial decisions?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's all a big team, you know, and everybody has to do their part. And if everybody does their jobs, then no matter what that job is in my world, then things will only get better. You know, and you'll only get more opportunities and things can grow. And so it's very important to just have people that are knowledgeable and they're constantly updating you and informing you and are ready to answer questions, and people that you can go to whenever you're thinking about doing something new or thinking about, you know, buying something new or investing in a different way. It's nice to have people that you can reach, you can call up or email and they'll get back to you. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's a question for you. Do you think about what you spend or how much you spend? I mean, does that ever come up in your household or for you personally?
I'm always on the conservative side. Like, I remember when I bought my last house, I was like, what can I spend? Give me a range. And I spent well below. It's all about planning. It's all about figuring out when you do need to take a vacation or when you do need to, you know, start talking about what to do in your life and in your financial world and all that stuff. Thinking that one day we're all going to be retired, no matter what you do, it's important to have good people that you can get in contact with.
So you have a long career ahead of you, but what does retirement look like for you and for your husband, Mike Fisher?
Well, my husband and I are both farm people. We enjoy land and tractors, and so that's kind of where we definitely envision ourselves. We have land in outside of Nashville and in Kentucky, and my husband helps like grow crops. So it's nothing that's, you know, serious, but it will eventually be, you know, a moneymaker. And I love animals. I'm a shelter girl, so I could completely see myself working just at an animal shelter, you know, still being active and having not obligations, but, you know, I have a role to play in something that's helping the world.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie Underwood, for your time. I appreciate it. And everybody out there listening, go out, pick up her new album, Storyteller.
Thank you. It's very nice to meet you.